Pittsburgh speed is like 127 miles an hour or something along those lines. Yes, he hits it farther than anybody else. However, he also has the best putting weeks of anybody else, those weeks that he wins. Detroit, when he won the first, I think it was the first or second tournament back after the COVID shutdown, he obviously bombed it, but he putted better than anybody else in the field. U.S. Open, same thing. You know, his proximity to the hole is like middle of the pack. He just can't hit a wedge yet, but apparently when his putter's hot, he can still, you know, make everything he looks at. So I don't know. I mean, I've never been on the grounds of Augusta. Obviously, you know, you can kind of get a better, as the quality of the HD has allowed us to kind of get a little bit behind the curtains as far as how the slopes and everything on the greens are. But, I mean, maybe it does take 4 or 5 years to figure him out. He had a pretty high finish as an amateur last year, aside from the lost ball on Friday and then, you know, a little bit of the snafus. He did play pretty, I mean, top 20. So, yeah, if his putter's hot, you know, no reason to believe that he's not going to be right there.
There are going to be some patrons there this year. I don't know how much, you know, they're limited anyway, but I doubt they'll have their full 20,000, probably maybe half that. I don't know what they've said about that. Of the guys that are in, you know, the favorites that we've talked about, who is the fan favorite? Who do you think the patrons would get behind the most of these names that we've talked about?
I mean, maybe at least for the national audience. I don't know about this because I think basically the Masters tickets are it's almost like legacy tickets. You know, once you get them, you're there. But I think Spieth will be the fan favorite just kind of because he when he had that run, you know, he was kind of America's little sweetheart for 3 or 4 years. However, I will say that the guy we haven't mentioned yet, and if he is up atop the leaderboard, I think there will be a lot of support in his corner, Rory, who, if he wins, he's won the career with Grand Slam. Now, he hasn't sniffed the lead since he famously hit it left of Butler Cabin into infinity and beyond on the 10th hole.
Number 10, yep.
And he had like a 3-stroke lead or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that happening too. Let's settle this debate once and for all. First, before we go there, what I love about watching Jordan Spieth that we saw it last week is the conversations that he has with his caddy. Bryson tends to do that a little bit too, although his conversations are usually more with himself. Is CBS going to let us in on that this week, or are we going to be shut down from those player caddy conversations?
I hope so. They typically do put a little bit more of a cocoon over the players this week, and that's obviously by design. There's no on-course reporters. You know, it's basically just players and caddies on the course. But I think, you know, I've listened to a few interviews with Jim Nance on some of the podcasts, golf podcasts that I listened to, and they've criticized, but, you know, kind of mentioned to him that the broadcasts are a lot more interesting when we get to hear those interactions versus, you know, no offense to Baker Finch or who is this CBS's Gotti Pepper, who's awesome, but it's like, look, it is a little bit more cool and interesting when we can hear, you know, Spieth tell us what's going on versus, you know, somebody speculating.
Yeah. So let's settle this debate then for the golf nerds in our audience. You are team NBC. I am team CBS when it comes to who puts on the better broadcast. We've had 6 weeks now of NBC. Of course, the season always starts with CBS for the West Coast swing before they take time off for the NCAA tournament. Even without getting rid of Costas and McCord, which I think still was tragic, I like CBS better, and really, it's because of the top two. It's because Jim Nance is the rock star broadcaster in sports, and he just signed an extension with CBS. He is the clear cut number one. It's not even close. And I know Al Michaels in football season is in there too, but to me, it gets no better. He's the absolute king of this particular medium, and his partner. Nick Feldo, to me, is the best analyst that we have in golf right now. So that's why I go with CBS. When you go further down the line, they're comparable. I like Gary Koch for sure. You know, Maltby doesn't do as much anymore, but when he's on there, he's great. Faraday and Bones. But I still like CBS mostly.
Well, you can't just say and Bones. Yeah. Bones has brought so much value to NBC's broadcast. He really has. You know, and
Bones takes sides, though. I noticed that. Did you notice? Bones takes sides. You know, he's following Spieth last weekend, and he's cheerleading for him the whole round.
And I think Bones knows where the momentum is, you know, where it's... I can't necessarily say I agree with that, but it's interesting that you've taken that away. I wouldn't necessarily say that it takes away from the broadcast if he's, you know, complimenting the way that he's playing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's saying, you know, I really hope he pulls this off because, you know, he needs it for his psyche. I don't know. But talk about what Bones has done for this broadcast versus what CBS did with the shakeup when they got rid of McCord and Costas, which is pretty sad, especially if you listen to Costas' take on how they were actually notified.
Yeah, well, when you bring in Trevor Immelman, and it's just not the same.
And Immelman and both, and Trevor Immelman and his brother, they're both good. However, remember the DL3 Davis Love experiment that was cut short? Obviously, I think, I can't think of his name now.
You got Nabilo.
Channel forever. Frank Nabilo is awesome.
Yeah.
And Dottie Pepper is also awesome, but I think Gary Koch, underrated. Maltby, you know, he hasn't even really been there full time this year. He got a new knee or something like that. But they brought in, I can't remember what his name is, but he was Matt Kuchar's caddy, and Nota Begay is actually...
Nota's very good.
Complete 180 in the last 8 years. He started out not great, and now he's really good. Bones has picked it up, like, week one. And I do like... Dan Hicks and
Ezinger
and Zinger. They're good. Zinger is not Johnny Miller. There'll never be another Johnny Miller. But he's got his own take.
They miss Johnny Miller, and you know, Dan Hicks is just not my style. You know, he's not terrible by any stretch of the imagination. I feel like he always has to tell some grander story about, you know, wherever they're at. It just seems like it comes.
Okay, and Jim Nance doesn't.
No,
he
doesn't as much. No, he doesn't. Jim is more natural and lets the moment take care of itself. And you know how many times? I mean, no, you sit and listen to Hicks the way he sets this stuff up, and you know it's like, oh, you know, the bear trap and the aura of Nicklaus, and you know, and I don't know. He just tries a little too hard. Where it just comes natural to Nance. And Nance, the funny thing about Nance is you pay attention to it. He is sharp as a tack with remembering details and just understanding ancillary situations that are happening that we maybe wouldn't have even thought that play into a scenario that just kind of come, you know, and he inserts it at the perfect time. So anyway, that's, you know, this is sort of my two cents on all that. I will say, and Dottie Pepper, you know, for what you said about Bones, and it's true, but Dottie Pepper is the best female broadcaster in sports. And, you know, and I hate to say, you know, why can't you just say that she's just the best broadcaster in sports? Well, because she's not, but she's really, really good. And, you know, of the female gender, she's the best. And of that particular broadcast, she's the third best behind Nance and Faldo. And Faldo,
the number three on the broadcast. She's the lead on course reporter.
Right, replacing Costas. And they had two brilliant ones that were on course with Costas and Faraday back in the day. You know, so, but look, I mean, like I said, I really love Faldo and Nance. They're you know, the chemistry that they have, and the fact that Faldo is just going to tell you what he thinks, and that's what Johnny Miller did, and Zinger's getting there. I mean, you know,
and
but anyway.
Zinger's getting there. Zinger was doing this on ABC before Faldo.
True.
Don't forget that.